These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Mike Lynch, the businessman once described as Britain's Bill Gates, along with his 18-year-old daughter and four others are missing following a disastrous tornado off the coast of Sicily on Monday that led to the sinking of his superyacht. Nick Squires is the Telegraph's Rome correspondent. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
What is the nature of the operation this morning?
So the operation has resumed this morning. This super yacht called the Baesian is now lying at about 50 metres underwater off the coast of Sicily, just half a mile off the coast of Sicily after sinking yesterday. Specialist divers are being sent to the scene. We understand that specialist cave divers from Rome and Sardinia have been sent to the scene because they obviously need to try to explore that underwater wreck to look for bodies. Six people are still missing. The Italians have thrown a lot of resources at this, and we've learned obviously since the boat went down yesterday that the people on board are rather high profile.
What do we know about Mike Lynch, this individual who was, as I said, named Britain's Bill Gates? I mean, he was in a court case recently, but I mean, that was terribly unrelated to what happened, but certainly raised his profile.
That's right. Yes, he was in a very long running court case. He was accused of fraud after selling a company that he owned to Hewlett-Packard, to the tech giant. Now, they accused him of fraud. Just in June, as recently as June, he was acquitted of all charges in a court in San Francisco. And we understand that this trip that he was on his super yacht, was a sort of celebration for friends and family and business associates to celebrate his acquittal from that case.
The ongoing operation to recover these six bodies, we have more details about the other five people who are missing as well, including the daughter of this man, Mike Lynch.
That's right. So Mike Lynch obviously is missing. His daughter, Hannah, who's 18, she's missing. She had just won a place at Oxford to read English, we understand. Also missing a man called Jonathan Bloomer, who's the chairman of Morgan Stanley International. It's a very high-profile financial figure. A man called Chris Morvillo, a lawyer at Clifford Chance. One body so far has been recovered, and we understand that's the body of the chef on board this super yacht. He was born in Canada of Antiguan heritage.
Just to finish up, this was an absolute freak incident. Other vessels were caught up in this, but none suffered the devastation that befell Mike Lynch's boat.
Absolutely, yeah. A local rescue official down in Sicily was quoted as saying overnight that the super yacht was in the wrong place at the wrong time. It seems to have been hit by a very powerful waterspout, a kind of mini tornado. And the speculation is that this super yacht had the tallest aluminium mast when it was launched a few years ago, when it was built a few years ago, and that because the mast was so tall, it may have just been tipped over by the force of the wind and caused the yacht to keel over and to sink.
Nick Squires in Rome, thank you for that update, Nick. And what can only be described as a bizarre coincidence, Kira. Nick mentioned that fraud trial that Mike Lynch was involved in. It turns out his co-defendant in that trial, a guy called Stephen Chamberlain, who was the former vice president of Autonomy. He died following a road traffic accident a few days before the yacht sank. So both men who had been on trial are now dead, which seems like an utterly bizarre coincidence.
Yeah, a shocking story. Very sad as well, about 18-year-old on the cusp of going to university, still missing and all of that. Obviously, a tragic story for all those affected.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.